That even as we grieved, we grew. That even as we hurt, we hoped. That even as we tired, we tried. That we'll forever be tied together, victorious. Not because we will never again know defeat, but because we will never again sow division.
Here on Fuel Pasión Podcast. This is the official first one of the year, and I am excited to be able to know that you're joining us, you're listening. I also want to say thank you because a lot of you guys have actually been following me on Instagram, which is C-N-O-H-A-N, again on Instagram, C-N-O-H-A-N, and you will see that I've actually done a lot of video vlogs. Well, you know what I mean. I hope. So basically I'm recording and I'm doing snippets, and one of those snippets that I've been actually bringing honor and just kind of paying my respects to is actually understanding Kobe Bryant's Mamba mentality. And for those of you guys have been following it, I've been kind of sharing about his mindset around honesty, his mindset, you know, around focus. And, you know, most recently, you know, we're going to be sharing about optimism, and I kind of just want to share a little bit about the optimism. So I hope you guys can enjoy this, and it's going to be exciting to be able to just kind of share a little bit about this. And I just want to share this first episode that you guys understand that optimism is, it's an amazing thing. It's something that we look forward to, that even in the moments that are hardest, that we have the opportunity to be able to really go out and make change. That's what it's about. So let me give you guys a little transition. I know we just did our little intro, and you know, again, Amanda Gorman, oye Dios mío, esa palabra, el poema, you know, you're a true storyteller. And, you know, let's just kind of recap a little bit of what I wanted to share about optimism. When it comes to optimism, I think that for us, a lot of times we look at optimism as something that I sometimes think about friends that always tell me, man, you're too optimistic. And I think that that's a good thing. You know, I think that we need more of it. I think a lot of times we don't understand the importance of being optimistic. And I think for me, when you think about optimism or being optimistic, one of the biggest things that I really think about is Kobe Bryant. Because Kobe understood that. Kobe understood the mindset of constantly, you know, going after the focus, right? And I know that I shared understanding, you know, your focus, your honesty, your passion. I think for me, and I shared this in the vlog, when we think about this, and you guys probably seen it, one of the quotes that I actually love it, is really something that he said in this quote. Everything negative, pressure, challenges is all an opportunity for me to rise, end quote. In other words, optimism separates the greats from the rest. It's about finding that positivity in any kind of a situation, setting your mind to be okay with whatever happened, just as long as you give it your what? That you give it your all. And I think when we understand that, I think when we understand what it looks like, I think it allows us to really be able to keep going forward. Because here's the thing about being optimistic. Every time that we have setbacks, it allows us to have opportunities. What do I mean by that? I think a lot of times, and I know many of us, and I know I'm preaching to the choir, but when you think about this new year, this is the first episode of the year. This is kind of a bonus, you know, to our season two here at Fuel Pasión. But I think when you understand, are you being optimistic in 2021? Knowing everything that we've gone through, what you've gone through in this past year, knowing the pandemic, knowing the social unrest, knowing, you know, all the different, like the political climate, the, you know, just all these different things, these nuances that unfortunately, like I've said before in our vlog, that, you know, your focus can kind of go everywhere. But here's the thing. Understanding the mindset of being optimistic is saying, what have you done going into the new year to be able to say, what were my setbacks? what were the unique challenges that I had in 2020, and how am I going to give myself the roadmap to be able to be set myself up for success? In other words, are you utilizing like these mile markers to be able to get to where you want to get to? Now, where is it that you want to get to? I'll use my example. I know that I want to get to a certain number of an audience for this show. I know that I want to be able to continually build the momentum. So grateful for every one of our listeners that have given us this momentum. Not only that, my other optimistic outview is also understanding that I want to be able to feed and be able to like fuel economic equity into creatives through the Patreon that we have set up, meaning that I'm blessed that I have a job and that I can pay my bills, but I also know that this investment of equipment and audio and, you know, design and all that, like I want to be able to invest it in up and coming creatives and also creatives that haven't been given like the limelight, and that I can have the opportunity to be able to share their unique work, but most importantly, be able to give them the value of that work through, you know, monetary compensation. And I think for me, that's one of the big things. Now, the bigger one on my plate that I'm very optimistic about, my family. I'm very optimistic because I really want to try to do some more outings. I want to spend more time with my wife. I want to be able to, you know, hear from my oldest son that he got the job offer that he wanted. I'm super excited as we walk into the fall of this year that our youngest son will be in his last year of high school. And with everything that's been going on, I'm super optimistic because of the fact that in being vulnerable and having honest conversations, it's allowed me to see that, look, I will never say that I am the perfect father. I will never say that I am the perfect, you know, parent, you know, husband. But what I will say, and I've shared this before, is that I'm going to try my best no matter what. And I would hope that all of us can be just as optimistic in understanding that you may have other people around you that got some goals and plans. Tap into that. I'm optimistic of our country. And I've always prayed for all of our presidents. I've always supported that. Even, unfortunately, if I was super not agreeing with certain policies and things, but that's the beauty of democracy. Like, I believe that I don't have to agree with everything, but I should be willing to hear you out. And that I should be able to contemplate, and then that I can make my next step of a decision if I agree or not. And I think that I'm very optimistic to know that we have an opportunity to kind of turn the page here in America. You know, the reason why I'm playing Amanda Gorman, I think that is the, for me, the biggest takeaway of this inauguration that we've had this week, is really listening to our young leaders rise. And I think that now is the time that I need those of you that are my age or older to really build and invest and inspire and lead our young leaders, to give them the platforms that they need so that I can look and feel optimistic about our future state of our cities, our states, our country, all of the communities around the world. We need you guys. We need you guys to know that every time you get hit, it's an opportunity to learn from it and move next time, dodge it or block it and go forward. I'm going to give you guys this. So I love MMA. I know that Conor McGregor is fighting and, you know, UFC 257, and maybe many of you guys are going to hear this post-fight. No matter win or lose for Conor McGregor, I think one of the beauties that I love about him is that he is a true martial artist. In what way, Noan? That is a great question. For me, I've always shared that life is like the championship fight. All of us have to fight for our right to party. That was a super dad joke, but I just wanted to share that. That just came to my mind. But we all have a fight that God has given us to be able to understand our purpose. We step in the ring of life. We need to really fight for what has been given to us, the purpose, the passion, right? I would hope, like in every martial artist and boxer, they have a team, they have a manager, they have a trainer. And what I, and the reason why I like to give like MMA examples, because in MMA, you need like a grappling coach for wrestling. You need a striking coach. Sometimes depending on your opponent in life, you need a boxing coach. Sometimes depending on the opponent in your life, you know, you need a, cardio conditioning coach that can get your cardio to a certain level based on the opponent that you have in life. And for me, that corner or that section of the octagon in life, as the bell rings, ding, ding, you have to like go back, sit down and kind of reset. And this is why people in your life, in your corner, are so vital, because they're observing everything that you've trained for and they're going to check you to make sure that you're going by the game plan. How many of you guys have watched like a fight? Or maybe you watch, you know, I don't know, maybe an exhibition fight, whatever that looks like, amateur, semi-pro, whatever the nature is. One of the biggest things that you look at the corner, and if the coach is really going in on the fighter, they know that he or she is clearly not doing what they trained themselves up until this point in their life of what they were going to do. Are you optimistic to trust the people in your life? To be able to tell you no when you need to hear no and tell you yes when you need to hear yes. Are you optimistic to understand the importance that everything you've done to educate yourself, to train yourself on the job, to all these different variable things? Have you done the necessary skill sets and steps that when the fight gets really hard, when the striking's a little too much, do you remember to, in a blink of an eye, to change a level and take the opponent down to the ground and neutralize the striking? See, that's what I hope you're optimistic about. Because in an MMA fight, everyone else, granted, prior to COVID, or depending on what state you're in, everybody else, they were caught up in kind of like cheering or booing you. And you know that you have friends and family in the stands in life, and they're going to cheer, and sometimes they're not going to cheer for you. So I think that I would hope you guys can challenge yourselves to be able to make that white noise. And here's the thing. Your family and friends will always be there for you in the stands. But who's in your corner? And are you truly optimistic with the team, your inner circle, to be able to go forward? I would hope you would understand why you need to be able to go forward. I would hope that your inner circle can challenge you, motivate you, and elevate you. Because here's the thing. When that bell rings again, nobody else ain't getting up with you. Solamente tú, just you, have to get up, take a deep breath, bite down on your mouth guard, and walk into the middle of that ring and do what God has given you to do and trained you for this year in 2021. Be optimistic. Yo, setbacks, you're always going to have them. Where's your mind at? Where's your heart at? And I would hope, where's your soul at? Reflect on that and know that we should be optimistic. Mamba mentality. Be optimistic. I am. I'm optimistic for my family. I'm optimistic for the field community here on this podcast. And I'm very optimistic for our country. And yeah, that's what I got for you guys, man. I'm really excited for this first podcast of 2021. And next week is my birthday. So I'm excited to share a little reflecting on life. All right, you guys. I really appreciate you guys. And I guess we'll get the closing remarks. So that's what I have for you guys. I think that understanding the power of optimism, the power of focus, the power of passion. Man, I always get passion and fashion mixed up because they're always on my mind. But I think all of the qualities of the Mamba, Kobe Bryant, the mentality, the approach, I would hope that we can somehow implement those moments in our lives. So I want to say thank you guys so much. I hope you guys can support the Patreon. Join the Fuel community. There's a lot of good stuff that we're really excited to share with you guys. Also, if you guys could do me a solid, as the young people like to say, can you do me a solid? I would love for you guys to be able to rate the show. If you feel in your heart to be able to rate it, yo, that would be amazing. But I do know about the algorithm. And the more we can get some people to hit that review, hopefully you can share it with an amigo, una amiga, un compañero de trabajo. And as my nephews always say, sharing is caring. But I also want to be able to just close it out and know that as we look at this legacy of Kobe and his daughter and all the people that were lost, unfortunately, in this accident, one thing is true, right? As that commercial says, just be better. And I think that Amanda Gorman, I want to say thank you because I think you did an amazing job in understanding that. So with that being said, I'm going to close this out. And no music outro, but just this conversation and this amazing poem that was given on the inauguration day of our president, Joe Biden.
Scripture tells us to envision that everyone shall sit under their own vine and fig tree, and no one shall make them afraid. If we're to live up to our own time, then victory won't lie in the blade.